The Army has decided to end its monopoly contracts for troop support around the world. The change does not affect Halliburton's current multi-billion-dollar contracts in Iraq and the rest of the Middle East. But as NPR's John Burnett reports, it does show the Pentagon's concern that the company is not providing the most for the taxpayers' dollar.
In military jargon, it's called the LOGCAP contract. That stands for Logistics Civil Augmentation Program. In the Iraqi battle theater, KBR takes care of meals, laundry, mail, drinking water, and fuel procurement. At last count, the contract was worth more than $16 billion for KBR, the subsidiary of the giant Houston oil services firm Halliburton that Dick Cheney led for 5 years before becoming vice president. Traditionally, the military has awarded LOGCAP contracts to a single company, but with the gargantuan size and cost of supporting the troops in Iraq, the military has decided in the coming years to divvy up the work. Army spokesperson Betsy Weiner.
Competition encourages better business practices among contractors. New ideas are faster generated when you have competition. It has nothing to do with KBR's performance on LOGCAP 3. It's just that we've decided the whole Army is changing and doing business a different way, and this is just one of the ways.
Weiner says she was stationed in Iraq for 9 months and has nothing but praise for the living arrangements KBR set up for the troops, from gyms to movie theaters. But Pentagon auditors are not so complimentary. The Defense Contract Audit Agency identified over $1 billion in questioned and unsupported costs under the current LOGCAP contract. Over the past 3 years, there have been persistent reports of KBR overcharges on everything from gasoline to meals. Peter Singer with the Brookings Institution is an expert in private contractors to the military. He says KBR proved that bigger is not necessarily better.
Is someone looking at this, at, you know, taking out the word Iraq, taking out the word Halliburton and Dick Cheney and the like, and all the controversial stuff, and just said, we have one company with this monstrous contract? Anyone looking at that scenario would say, hey, why don't we break it up into smaller pieces? And that's what they've done.
Under the new plan, when the next LOGCAP contract comes up for bid this fall, the Army will split up the work between three or more contractors, then select an additional contractor to manage the contractors. Given the close ties between big defense firms inside the Beltway, some critics are concerned whether the new players will be any better. Congressman Henry Waxman, Democrat from California.
The contracts have to be based on competition and clear oversight so that we don't give the incentive to one contractor like Halliburton to overcharge, because we've given them all the indications that if, the more they charge, the more they'll make.
In an emailed statement today, a company spokesman asserts, KBR's work is conducted under extraordinarily hostile conditions, yet our customer has continued to give us outstanding performance ratings. Contrary to earlier news reports, KBR is not being fired from the LOGCAP job. Far from it. The company will continue supporting the troops until the next contractors come on board sometime in 2009-2010, and by then, no one knows how many troops will be left in Iraq. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.